VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senior Trump administration officials met on Saturday with Democratic congressional staffers, but failed to break a deadlock over a proposed border wall and end 2-week-old partial government shutdowns. President Trump said on Twitter that Vice President Mike Pence had briefed him on the meeting and that not much headway had been made. A second meeting is scheduled for this Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement that the senseless uncertainty and chaos of the Trump shutdown must end now. Her statement said next week Democrats would begin passing individual appropriations bills to reopen all government agencies. Mr. Trump is demanding more than $5.5 billion to pay for the border wall. Congressional Democrats have said they will not fund the wall, calling it foolish and wasteful. A top admiral at the Pentagon, Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, has resigned just days after his boss, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, left the Defense Department. In a statement Sunday, Sweeney, the chief of staff to the secretary, said it was an honor to serve again alongside the men and women of the Department of Defense. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis announced his resignation in December, shortly after President Trump announced the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has now warned the Syrian government it should not see the impending U.S. military withdrawal from the country as an invitation to use chemical weapons. Bolton is actually on a multinational trip to the Middle East. This is after President Trump's announcement the United States would pull its troops out of Syria, which surprised many in the United States and its allies. This is VOA News. The head of Congo's Election Commission says plans to announce the winner of the country's presidential election cannot go ahead as scheduled. Corne Nanga said the commission has received less than half of the vote tally. On Saturday, he said it was not clear when the results would be ready to announce. An Electoral Commission spokesman said the commission would hold a meeting Sunday to decide when the results would be announced. The delay is the latest in a series of setbacks in the poll to pick a successor to the president who has ruled the country since his father was assassinated in 2001. The December 30th vote could mark the DRC's first democratic transition of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Russia now says it's too early to consider exchange of an American man being held in Moscow on suspicion of spying. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Russian authorities detained Paul Whelan late last month. His arrest led to speculation that Russia could be using him to bargain for the release of Maria Butina. The Russian woman pleaded guilty earlier in December to acting as a foreign agent in the United States. But Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says it's premature to discuss a possible swap because Whelan hasn't been formally charged yet. Officials have not provided details of his suspected activities. Whelan's family has said he was in Moscow to attend a wedding. Ben Thomas, Washington.
French security forces fired tear gas and flashbang ammunition at protesters during a march through picturesque central Paris, as several thousand supporters of the Yellow Vest movement kept up pressure on President Emmanuel Macron with the first action of 2019. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Smoke and tear gas wafted above various parts of the French capital as riot police, nearly invisible at the start of the demonstration, moved front and center when protesters deviated from an officially approved path. Police boats patrolled the river while beyond the Seine, motorcycles and a car were set on fire on the Boulevard Saint-Germain, a main left bank thoroughfare. The march on the 8th consecutive Saturday of Yellow Vest protests had been declared in advance and approved, in contrast to some illegal December demonstrations that degenerated into vandalism, looting and chaos. I'm Zaria Shakili.
An Egyptian police officer has been killed while attempting to defuse a bomb found near a church in an eastern Cairo suburb less than 2 days before Egypt's Christians celebrate the Coptic Christmas. The device was one of two found inside a bag on a nearby rooftop, three security sources and state media reported. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far, but listen, it's about to get a whole lot better right now. Just keep it locked right here on VOA. I've got a playlist of amazing African music from 10 different countries. There's new traditional music from Togo and Sierra Leone. There's Afrobeats, Gom, Afrozouk, and new sounds from Morocco and Rwanda by up-and-coming artists Dara Tribes and Metusela. You're also in for music features that you don't want to miss. DJ Iceman from Kano brings us the top five Northern Nigerian songs of 2018. Nairobi presenter Bill Odidi serves up an interview with Ugandan songstress Suzanne Karenin and VOA co-host of Upfront Africa and all-around cultural influencer Jackson Mbunganyi joins me for Song of the Week. So now we're going to start it off in Togo with one of that country's favorite traditional artists, Ogrini Balaje. He sings, "Africa, be proud." All right. Hello, music lovers. That was Ogrini Balaje from Togo. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. It's the weekend. Time to chill out and unwind. Relax. This Gom tune is just perfect for that. It's called Omunye by Destruction Boys, featuring Benny Maverick and Vladla Mshunkisi.
Oh! It's Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Shura is one of Cameroon's hottest new singers. Dis-moi tout is her recent Afrozouk single. Dis-moi tout means tell me everything. That was Dis-moi tout by Shura. Hello, lovers. Nagode. Now we go to Kano in northern Nigeria with Iceman's top five songs of the year.
Dear Heather, it's been an eventful year 2018 for us here in Kano. And for the year 2018, we are taking a look at the best five songs for the year. So let's take a listen to the best five songs for the year 2018. At number five is the teenage sensation Free Boy Shaba with his song Number One.
Number one,
it's your boy, Free Boy Sani, DJ Blondo on the beat, do my record.
Yeah, I am the number one.
up next at number 4 is the love song crooner Double the Prof featuring DJ Nexus, and the song is titled Zuchia, literally meaning the heart that never lies.
He's on a single, on another one.
Number 3, his song is from Naziru A. Ahmed, a veteran whose songs are royalty inclined. In his song dedicated to Ike, very much loved by his people, and it's titled Mata Kudoturami.
Mata Kudoturami, Kuma Kutsena Ide, and ye, searching for no sinus in the view. Do me that day that ye, Kuma Kutsena Ide, and ye. When I kid and kid on my tani, in no much ya taka ya wani, I'm over the sisha and so, who they will take a note and levy. Over my
coming on the heels of Mata Kudoturami is number 2, this time Ado Gwanja, in a song he titled it Asharwa, meaning let's drink water then boogie down. Of the year 2018 in Kano, Nigeria, is no other song but from a legend in the business, tipped to be the next big hit for 2019, Ali Jita, pronounced Jita. The hit song is titled Love and voted as fans' favorite for the year 2018. The song is a true definition of affection, love, chemistry.
Dubara na da wata suna da haske kimbiya ta seke soyayyar mu harabada kora na da wata sunde na haske kimbiya ta seke soyayyar mu harabada. I love you baby Saronia baby, I love you baby soyayyar mu harabada. I love you baby Saronia baby, I love you, baby. So yeah, more of a dad. Wasa mupi ya kekewa, Dubaya ringa sankuwa, kina baywa amana.
It's official, the best 5 songs for the year 2018 from Kano, Nigeria. I'm yours sincerely, Iceman. Over to you, the header.
All right, thanks, Iceman. Hello, lovies. Next up, new music from Morocco, Ghana, and then Song of the Week from Nigeria. All this right after this.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
A young guitar band from Morocco called Dara Tribes has recently released its debut album. It's called Igarman, and that translates as villages. The whole album pays homage to the cultural heritage of Dra River Valley. That's situated in the Sahara Desert of Morocco, southern Morocco. This is my favorite track, Habib Allah.
Allah. is Music Time in Africa.
G baby.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
And this is the song of the week.
All right, so I'm here with Jackson Mvunganyi for Song of the Week. How you doing, Jackson?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Heather?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too.
And Happy New Year to all the listeners of Music Time in Africa.
Yes. So, Jackson, I asked you to find a song, and you found this great
yes,
one. Tell
yes.
us about it.
The song that I've been jamming to since September when it dropped. I'm talking about Burna Boy. There's something about Burna Boy, specifically this song, Burna. It's an Afrofusion. We watched the video together. You can tell it's very strikingly beautiful.
And just in case anybody doesn't know where Burna Boy is from, he's Nigerian.
Yes, Niger people, what's up?
Let's listen to the song, then we'll talk a little bit more about Burna Boy himself after.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
And when they jump so cute, our people they go jump so cute. Boss man, you go jump so cute. When the bed do they enter party, all the girls them go shake their body, they go shake their body. Oluwa Burna mo go na felly, they mo go na felly. You no get money, you take up police. Me I they laugh you gone. Did
grace and no nama. But I just pray you the money on your ma. You supposed to know, say me no be newcomer. So my baby make you no go dollar. No go dollar. When the bed with the entire body. Enter body. All the girl them go shake their body. They go shake their body. Oh, do I burn a mo go na felly. They mo go na felly. You know the money you take up police. Me and they love you, gone. I saw the scene, they feel the pulse. Make all the people jump around. Make it they listen well because I know if you shout. No joking around. What it's all about. I know you tell you I see what I ain't the coconut. You sit down inside boss, you say you be boss. Oh yeah, look da da da. Look da da da. Say so my picking with the para with the da da da. Kilo shell like ba ba ba. Oh look da da da. Look da da da. Say so my picking with the para with the da da da. Kilo shell like ba ba ba. When the bed with the enter body. Enter body, yeah. All the girls them go shake their body, yeah. They go shake their body. Oluwa bana mo go na fele, bana mo go na mo go na mo na mo na. You get money, you take up police. Baby, they love you, honey.
Wow, we are having a good time in here. Those of you who are listening, you can't see us, but get on my YouTube channel and you will see us. Jackson and I listening
good
to
good times.
Bona.
And Heather is such a great dancer too. Check it out. Burna Boy has been chosen to be on the lineup, Coachella, mm-hmm. one of the biggest music festivals in the world.
US-based.
But in the past couple of years, they've been attracting artists from around the world, mm-hmm. especially from Nigeria. They've had Wizkid, they've had Davido and many others. The reason why Burna Boy was trending was he had an issue with the way his name was written on the poster. Mm-hmm. He said it was too small and he said, I'm an African giant. So he tweeted to Coachella and said, I'm an African giant, you better recognize. I need to see a bigger font, bigger name written on the list.
Right. My first instinct when you told me that, and I'm still thinking that, is that his ego.
Right. It was an ego. He was ego tripping.
I think so.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. Headliners are one thing. This festival has hundreds of artists on
it
over 3 days.
Right.
So the headliners are actually, they're only one or two.
Gambino on the first day.
Yeah.
And that's why his font is much bigger.
Exactly. And then the fonts get sort of smaller
some of the people.
There's also Mr. Easy.
Mr. Easy, yes.
And his name, the font size is the same size as Burna Boy's.
Right. But Burna Boy took an issue. I understand that it might be ego tripping, but on the other hand, I like the fact that it started a conversation.
As they say, any publicity is good.
There's no bad publicity,
yes.
Exactly.
But anyway, that song is awesome.
Yes. So. Love Burna Boy. I feel like 2018 was Burna Boy's year. I can't wait to see what he does in 2019.
Me too. Are you going to go see him at Coachella?
I'll try.
Burna Boy, if you're listening, invite us.
We'll be there.
We'll come. And we'll dance.
We're big fans, yes.
Do that again. We're big fans. All right, this is Heather Maxwell, and this is
Jackson Funganyi.
And you're listening to
Song of the Week right here on Music Time in Africa.
Okay, now turning to Sierra Leone. This artist called Tony T has a wonderful sound. It's a kind of old school dance band sound from like the 1970s. But it's fresh and it's now. The song's called Fatu.
Fatu make, Fatu make, Fatu make, I want such you, say not daily.
Sierra Leone. Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell. If you're just joining us, welcome. Saubona.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com or on her blogspot at voanews.com.
Okay, so now from East Africa, I've got Harmonize from Tanzania queued up, followed by Bill Odidi's interview from Nairobi with Ugandan singer Suzanne Karenin. Here's Kwangwaru by Harmonize featuring Diamond Platinums.
wishinge kwa gana mavumba mkwanja manoti ni kuonge vya thamani ama niwe fundo kuigiza kakanumba masanja joti usiwe mbali nami my darling I need you love uwe na mi haki ya Mungu na kupenda nobody can show you love usiwamini ukisha wapa wanakwenda kobasi jilegeze ni kubebe mbongoni deka ni kudekeze ni kutunze kama mboni wakija wapote ifanye kama uwaoni kisha uniongeze ulivofunzwa unyagoni oh baby asa dansi ni kone uwabami jo ululu femi oh baby asa cheza ni kone uwabami jo basi cheza na mimi Zungu sajalewa Kepena junga majini Kwenye mfungu pareniwa Kumbate baridini Kwenye tundu kama njua Uyu wangu nyoma kuti usini jena kibiriti
Asawe
Benzi likageuka chuki nyumba ikawa kibiti
Asawe
Nipatie vya kitandani nipe paka kwenye kiti
Asawe
Siningi shetani na wikaja kukuchiti Kubasi jilekes ni kubepe mgongoni Kitandani ni koles kwa miunu ya kingoni Kisha ni bembeleze, irudisha utotoni Weka mate ni teleze, kama nyoka pangoni Oh baby, asetensi kitoko Chura na ingali umesimama
Aina mainama
Asa waunyeshe
Aina mainama
Unacheza
Aina mainama
Unataka maji ya kisima na mwoga kututamba
Aina mainama
Emu waunyeshe
Aina mainama
Unachotaje
Aina mainama
Unataka kupiga deki Wima umesimama
Aina mainama
Emu tuonyeshe
Aina mainama
Unapigaje
Aina mainama
Si unataka vya puru tebo Samona unakitama
Well, this is Heather, and that was Kwa Ngwaru by Harmonize. Now, it's time to connect with Bill Odidi.
Thanks as ever, Heather, and welcome from Nairobi here in Kenya. I'm Bill Odidi, and today we get to meet a singer from Uganda. She actually grew up here in Kenya. Her name is Suzanne Kerunen. I met her during her recent visit to Nairobi, and we got speaking about her 10-year career in music, and we also got to listen to lots of songs from her latest album, which is called Pimar. Here is one of those songs.
From the hills of Balwo to the plains of Busia, I'll sing a song. I will sing all the land and tribe that I call my own. I'll sing a song.
My name is Susan Kerunen. I'm an Alur woman. Yeah. That is from the northwestern part of Uganda.
They call you the Alur Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I sing in Alur, a tribe that is largely dominant in West Nile. Yeah, you'll find us in the northwestern part of Uganda, bordering Congo. It's about 20% of us in Uganda. The larger percentage is actually in Congo.
What are you going to pick for us first?
I think Pimar. Pimar is very dear to me because it's a song I wrote when I was having my first child, and that was in 2013.
You say first child?
Yes.
Okay. Has there been another child since?
Yes, there's another.
Okay. Congratulations. Child is a blessing.
Yes,
Two is a double blessing.
Exactly. So yeah. Pimar is the title track of my album, and Pimar means all for love, and that's my daughter's name. So yeah, enjoy Pimar.
Today you're grown. I heard you call my name.
So we just played Pimar by Suzanne Kerunen. 10 years in music, or in any field, is nothing to be sniffed at.
Exactly. It's been an amazing journey for me. I started off in 2006, and believe me, I had no clue or no idea what I was getting myself into. I started off as a hip-hop artist with my three sisters.
Really?
Yeah. I stumbled on Richard Bonner's music one day.
From Cameroon, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I listened to it, and it touched me. And my current producer, who is my husband, was already touring, you know. He was touring with a band called Soul Beat Africa, and they were already, you know, he had already been exposed to this kind of art. And he talked to me and said, you know, Susan, I really think you come from a part of Uganda where there's still very untapped culture. Your language is very virgin. There's a lot of folk, you know, rhythms, which, you know, if you exploited and, you know, included this in your art, it might, you know, put you in a different place altogether. So we said, okay, let's try out something. I knew that is where I wanted to be. And funny enough, I'm very comfortable. Ogorunam is a song that I wrote, and Ogorunam basically talks about the birds in Uganda. Ogorunam is a marabou stock. Yes, and the song talks about three birds so far. So that's the Ogorunam. I love its texture. It's kind of funny to me the way it moves around. Then the eagle, which I find a very, you know, strong bird. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I love its hunting skills, and I love the divine story around the eagle. Then the gueno, chicken. one of my favorites. Yeah. So yeah.
Suzanne Kerunen from Uganda singing about her favorite birds in a song called Ugorunam from her latest album, Pimar. I'm sure you loved her voice and her powerful tales from that album. That's where we must leave it for now, I'm afraid. Hope to speak to you again very, very soon here on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Ojiri in Nairobi, and the music continues with Heather.
Thanks, Bill. All right, next up is an up-and-coming artist from Rwanda. I met him back in 2014 when I was touring that country. He was a student then at Nyundo School of Music. This is one of his newest compositions, and, well, let's let him explain it.
Thank you very much. My name is Mohamed Sela. I born the first man, 1992, big family, five sisters, and I am only one boy. I started my music career 5 years ago. My new songs are Laelu Mwanaan, is in two languages, Amahafu and Kinyarwanda. Amahafu is a language used in the Western province. And Mwanaan means my son or my daughter. So I composed this song when I was thinking about family out of country, and they're still teaching their kids their traditional language, culture, and so on and so on.
Yara, yavugaga ku ngombo.
And that was Metusela with Laila. Okay, darlings, this final song of the hour takes us back to Togo once again. Toto Patrick is its leading Afro-Zouk artist. He's also a music radio presenter on Canal FM in Lomé. This is Adjo.
Je l'ai vu un beau matin quand je passais. C'est la première fois que je la vois. Elle était assise toute seule dans le jardin. Je suis allé m'asseoir à côté d'elle. Coup de foudre, coup de foudre. Répondu à Joe, y'a bêtité Joe. Adjo, 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 Adjo. J'ai pensé tout de suite qu'elle est à moi. Tombé amoureux, amoureux d'elle. Quelle beauté, quelle créature, tellement belle. Quelle go jolie, je veux la toucher, la voir dans mes bras. Adino Dina Vilo, elle est jolie. Adino Dina Vilo, Adjo Lewiegelo.
Godson, Rodrigo Bello Ade, Mr. Magic, Ivia Nyoane, Ele Beze, Adino Dinavi,
Adjo, 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 Adjo.
All right, and with that beautiful Afro-Zouk tune by Toto Patrick, we must part ways. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks to Iceman from Kano for his top five, to Bill Odidi and Suzanne Karenin from Nairobi, to Jackson Mvunganyi for joining me in studio for Song of the Week, and finally to Metusela for sharing his new song from Rwanda. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa, and you'll find it. Till next week, people, stay blessed, stay beautiful.